It's hard to find welding supply parts, from hoods and gloves to cylinders, rods, and wire. Max's Welding Supplies, 910 Graham Street, across from Mel's Tire. And in 30 seconds, Saturday Morning Sports Talk.
PT Associates of Emporia has experienced physical therapists who have provided quality care to our community for more than 35 years. Our mission is to empower individuals to achieve optimal health and well-being through personalized, compassionate, and innovative physical therapy services. We know you have the choice where you receive physical therapy, and we want to thank you for choosing PT Associates. Contact us at 620-208-7878. PT Associates of Emporia, located at the corner of 12th and Industrial.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
And good morning on a chilly Saturday. This is another edition of Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood with you here this morning as we will hold the fort down here as Blake Cripps, Don Wiest, on their way to Warrensburg, Missouri, where Emporia State will take on Central Missouri later on this afternoon. So Emporia State back on the hardwoods later on today. Of course, you can hear those games on Mix 104.9 a little bit later on. This morning's show will feature Emporia High Wrestling, as we will visit with both Sean Russell, the Emporia High girls wrestling coach, whose team is coming off a very nice performance at the Newton Tournament of Champions. And then we'll also visit with Brooke Madrano, the boys' coach, his team currently competing in the Newton Tournament of Champions. We'll talk to those two guys. And, of course, hopefully catch up with Mitch Holtis at the end of the program as the Chiefs begin their quest for a third straight Super Bowl, as they will take on the Houston Texans in the divisional round. That game, of course, later on today on Country 101.7 FM. Dylan, you were in Topeka last night, and unfortunately, as many trips go to Washburn Rule, not a great end result, although I think there's some positives that came out, particularly the girls' game, where we saw the girls actually have a lead by 8.
Yeah.
Washburn Rule clipped them for a pretty good run at the end of the second quarter to take a halftime lead of 5, but maybe some of the best basketball they played, despite the fact that they lost the game 55-24.
Yeah, I saw some growth, and the Lady Spartans gaining some confidence last night. So that was fun to see, and Kevin Borderwick decided to take 4 of his 5 starters out, and when Emporia High went on that run, and you know, good things I saw last night from the Lady Spartans. And you know, everyone's got to understand, this is a young team that starts 3 freshmen, you know, only has 2 seniors and nobody returning from last year's team. But you look at 7 games through, this has been, I believe, 2.5 games where they've been in the game, because they were in the game the entire game against Wichita Trinity, their third game out in December, and then that Great Bend game right before Christmas. So yeah, so some bright spots and a very good opportunity. This team could get a win Tuesday night against Wichita Independent, who's also a young team that has 1 win over Sedan. And, Tim, Wichita Independent played Opie, and Opie one side of them. So,
well, then, yeah, hopefully the Emporia High girls can put a good game together on Tuesday and get a win. Just, you know, of course, just trying to build some confidence with this group.
Yep.
A very inexperienced team. The boys, meanwhile, man, the second quarter was their downfall. They only scored 4 points in the period. They ended up losing the game 42-28. So just a tough second quarter there for the E-High boys, and that was really the difference in the contest.
Yeah, and it's happened before, and but Coach Baldwin said in a post game with me, you know, they just made a couple more plays, and you know, they were good defensively. And Coach said to me, you know, you allow 42 points, and you allow them to shoot at least 30%. You feel pretty good, and you're going to win the game. That wasn't the case last night.
So Emporia High teams will try to get back on track. The girls again Tuesday at Wichita Independent. The boys will next play in the Blue Stem Classic on Thursday.
And I have that bracket.
Okay.
Bo Welch decided to tweet it out. Emporia High is the 3 seed in the Blue Stem Classic. They will play Thursday night at 6 against El Dorado.
Okay. So the
host
team.
How about that?
So they get the host team.
They get the host team. It was looking like it was going to be Goddard for a little while, and that would have been intriguing for Coach Baldwin because that's where he was at before coming to Emporia. But El Dorado, and usually El Dorado will get the 7:45 game.
Yeah.
Not the case here. 6 o'clock on Thursday night, Emporia High, El Dorado. RV Doc pregame show will begin at 5:45, and we'll have that on KVOE. Now, if Emporia High wins Thursday night, they'll play either Capen or Trinity at 6 p.m. Friday.
Okay.
If they lose to El Dorado, which hope they don't, it would be a 2:30 game Friday.
Okay. There we go.
So I know Blake Cripps is hoping, and I'm hoping, that I'm not down there for a 2:30 game on Friday.
Yep.
So 6 o'clock on Thursday night against El Dorado, and I know Blake and I had been discussing this because I was going to be trying to scout whoever the other matchup was. So Capen and Trinity play after Emporia High. So, yeah. But I don't really need to scout Trinity because Emporia High saw them in the Paul Terry Classic and beat them one-sided, so know about them already. So wouldn't be a hard study for them, but, you know, I can study Capen pretty good. I already know about them. I know about Steve Eck and what the potential they have. They're the defending state champions in 5A.
All right. So, yeah, so the boys will take on El Dorado, first round of the Blue Stem Classic on Thursday. Of course, while we're on the subject of basketball, of course, we had the Sunflower Showdown later on today, noon tip. You can hear that game on KVOE AM beginning at 10:30 pregame. Also, of course, on Country 101.7 beginning at 11. Now, there is a slight chance that we may have to cut out of the coverage on the Country to get into the pregame show for the Chiefs, which will start at 2 o'clock. But hopefully that game will be done and the K-State fans can hear Wyatt Thompson from start to finish. But there is that chance. Just thought I would bring that up. Dylan, Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. What do we have this week?
Finally, after
A little bit of a hiatus.
For Emporia High, I had a couple in mind, but I'm going with Kinsley Madrano, the Emporia High girls wrestling team. She's the second Lady Spartan to get the honor here this winter, as Kinsley Madrano finishes second at the Newton Tournament of Champions, one of two Lady Spartans to make the championship bracket. I picked Alexa Castillo right before Christmas, so Alexa got her honor. So going with another Lady Spartan wrestler, Kinsley Madrano of the Emporia High Girls Wrestling Team, our Emporia High Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week. And for our Area Athlete of the Week, we're going to the hardwood for this one.
Okay.
And this was a very impressive week. Kaylin Boss of Osage City. They're ranked in 3A, only lost to Lebo. Tim, you're going to like these numbers for Kaylin Boss, and she's only a freshman. Monday, they played three games this week. On Monday, she had 23 points, 6 rebounds, 5 steals. Tuesday night, triple-double, 22 points, 11 rebounds, 10 steals.
Wow.
Last night against Linden, 22 points, 10 rebounds, 5 steals.
And she's a freshman, huh?
And a freshman.
Wow.
And her sister, Lexi, is also a good athlete and just recently signed to continue her track and field career at Wichita State. So,
okay,
athletic family. And the same family produced Landon Boss, who probably going to go play football somewhere after 2 years at Butler Community College in El Dorado. So, Kaylin Boss of the Osage City girls basketball team, our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
All right. Good choice. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Should we get a break in here? Do we have a wrestling coach ready to go? Or
I need to call Coach Madrano.
Well, let's go and take our first break.
Sounds
and we'll
good to me.
And we'll come back and hopefully track down Emporia High Boys wrestling coach Brooke Madrano. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings on new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Start the new year with savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with a current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month. 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. Or if you're looking for a compact truck, come see the Chevy Colorado models. And check out our inventory of Chevy EV models, including Blazer and Equinox models. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in, too. You'll get our best deal every day at Long Vine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. A salute to standout swimmer Alexandra Turvey, who on Wednesday night was named the 2024 NCAA Woman of the Year. She was a 21-time All-American at Division III Pomona Pitzer. She also led them to national titles last year in the 200 and 400 freestyle relays. After Turvey's incredible academic achievements in biology at Pomona, she's now enrolled in an 8-year graduate program at MIT and Harvard Medical School. She'll use the last year of her athletic eligibility to complete her swimming career with MIT. Turvey was honored at the NCAA convention on Wednesday along with the other 29 nominees for the Woman of the Year award.
I was at the airport last night with my NCAA backpack, and an elderly woman pulled me aside and asked me if I was a student athlete, and we spent the next 10 minutes talking about her time running track in the NCAA. And I think this really does highlight how committing to female student athletes can really serve as a launching pad for the rest of their lives and the rest of their careers.
More standout news from the convention next on This Week in the NCAA.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
That are playing in the D1 Women's Basketball Championship will earn financial rewards for their conferences. The longer the school's tournament run goes, the more money their league will earn. The Women's D1 Basketball Championship is coming off their most successful year ever. A record television audience of 18.7 million watched last April's national championship game. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Miller, Dillon, Sherwood with you here on Saturday morning sports talk as we now bring in Emporia High boys wrestling coach Brooke Medrano to the program. His wrestling team competing at the Newton Tournament of Championships, day two of that particular tournament. Good morning, Coach Medrano.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, right. Coach.
Well, Coach, I guess maybe just let's just start. We'll go back a little bit because I don't think we've had you on the program since before the season may have gotten started. Just kind of give us a little bit of a brief synopsis, your thoughts of how the season has gone to this point.
I think it's gone really well. I'm excited for what's coming. I think that we got a couple guys just wrestling at some weight classes that – they're probably going to be going down, and I think that'll just make the team a lot tougher. So, you know, we're here at Newton today, and, you know, I got not bringing a full lineup, got some guys injured, and but, I mean, we're competing really, really well. And, I mean, this tournament here is almost just like it's tougher than state, you know. There's 38 teams here, and my guys are competing really well. I still got 5 in it today, so – last night was kind of tough because I had two guys winning, a decent amount and ended up getting caught and pinned. But, hey, those are learning curves, and we don't got to be the best right now. We got to be best at the end, and we'll just, you know, chalk it up to a learning curve. But everybody's competing really well. I think we're getting the weight under control, and I'm excited for what's coming this year.
Well, Coach, I know it was kind of disappointing last week for you guys to not make the trip to Dodge City and not wrestle there. And were there any thoughts of getting into a tournament close like the girls did last weekend, or just give the guys a little more time to recuperate before Newton?
Yeah, hey, Dunn, I think I can hear you. I think I kind of got your question, but you're really hard to hear.
All right, let me see if I can fix that, Coach.
Did you say about like the Dodge City tournament?
Yeah, I did talk about that. Do you got me now, Coach?
Yes, I got it. It's a little bit better. I hear you a lot better. But
okay.
Yes, I definitely tried to get us into a tournament, but that shorter nose is hard, and the four tournaments that I called said that they were full, so there's not much I could do.
Brooke, on that same topic, with the sport of wrestling, if you do have maybe a longer layoff than you anticipate, how much of a problem is that, or is it not a problem?
No, it's a problem.
Okay.
My varsity wrestled, what was it, the 22nd of December, and then we didn't wrestle again, last Wednesday?
Wow.
It's a long way to lay off and to expect the guys to be able to, you know, manage their weight and do that thing. That's kind of why we're in the weight situation we are.
And, Coach, I know Dustin Dobson didn't wrestle in December for you guys, but he was the only one to make it to the quarterfinal round for you guys. He had to have some a little positive things to do some good work here in January, knowing he didn't wrestle in December.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He wrestled well yesterday. We're sitting really good on this backside. We also got Christian Trujillo, too. It's his first tournament back. So I think those guys, I mean, they're seniors. They've been to state. I'm expecting big things with those guys. They just got to get back on the mat and get comfortable being there.
You mentioned the tournament champions there in Newton, probably more difficult than the state tournament. What teams are you seeing, Coach?
All of them.
There's even a lot of out-of-state
teams. Like Garden City, they're winning it right now. Goddard, Rose Hill, and 4A. I mean, there's Seneca, Missouri. There's just a lot. It's a lot. The long day yesterday started. They're wrestling at 9, and then leave till 9:30 at night. So it's a long day for these kids, and some of these guys have never experienced anything like this. So it's just a learning curve for them. And then the more they get comfortable being uncomfortable, we'll get better.
What does day two look like for your guys?
Just tough, man. Always on the backside, just one match at a time. Basically just a period at a time and try to win those periods and just keep going as far as you can. These guys are tough-minded, and they're excited to get on the mat, so I've got 100% confidence in them.
Coach, what's upcoming after Newton? I know you're still trying to get that Spring Hill duel made up and also the Salina Central duel. I believe the winter duels are also quickly approaching as well. I believe that's next weekend.
Correct, yes. Next weekend we have our winter duels. It's another tough tournament. We got 8 teams coming in. Got a Bishop Kelly out of Tulsa coming in, Rose Hill, Washburn Rule, Dodge City. I mean, so if people want to come watch some good wrestling, they'll be all day on next Saturday. I think we have a makeup with Salina Central the same day that we dual Baser Linwood. So we're just going to add that. That way we don't have to have another date set for wrestling, because we're pretty packed right now.
So a double duel with Baser and Salina Central, and that'll be a home duel.
Yes, and it'll be our senior night.
And the girls will probably wrestle that night too. We'll be talking with Coach Russell here in a little bit. So,
yep.
Coach, you mentioned the fact you've got some injuries, and of course, trying to get guys at the proper weight. And in a perfect world, what kind of a timeline are you looking for to hopefully have all the guys, basically all hands on deck?
Next weekend.
Okay.
Good. That is good news, Coach. And
it is good news.
9 a.m. next week for the winter duels on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Spartan Gymnasium going to be a busy place with the makeup game with the girls next Friday night against Hayden. And then once that's done, you're taking over the gym and the mats are going to be laid down.
Yeah, it's a pretty easy setup, though, so it should be quick. That way I can go watch and support and then set up and everything. Just be, really excited about, the basketball teams and the wrestling teams, hopefully.
Coach, with what you've seen so far from your team and where do you think they could go, again, once you get everybody back and healthy and on the mat, what's the expectation now with this team that you've seen them for a little bit this year?
To be honest, probably top 10. If we wrestled St. Thomas Aquinas last Wednesday, ranked number 6, in the state, and we came down to, it was tied going into overtime, or going into heavyweight, and Vargas lost to the number 1 ranked guy in 5A in double overtime. So, I mean, we're right there as a team, and that's without me having Holden Timmons at 126 and Gabe Wassum at 113. Mm-hmm. So, we're right there.
Well, it should be a fun winter duels next week, when you're expecting everyone back. Did you get that, Coach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, it should be some tough competition.
Definitely.
Coach, as far as – I'm just trying to look ahead. As far as, like, regionals for you guys, is that in Andover this year?
I think it's in Newton.
No, it just got posted last week. It's at Newton.
Okay.
That's not a far drive.
No, it's perfect.
Very good. All right. Well, Coach, hopefully you have a good day, too. Just give us an idea of the schedule for your guys today, when it starts, and just how long of a day you'll have.
Well, it starts in almost 40 minutes, so 9 o'clock. And then we'll get rolling, and then they go till about, I think, 2:30. And then they clear everybody out and then set up for the finals matches, which probably starts around 3:30.
All right, very good. Well, hopefully you have a good day there in Newton. Of course, have some good wrestling and then come back home, get guys healthy, and get ready for the season to continue. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right, Brooke Medrano, the boys wrestling coach in Emporia High. Again, day 2 for the guys at the Newton Tournament of Champions. As Coach Medrano just mentioned, whoever is big names in wrestling as far as schools are concerned, they are there competing. So
yep.
Good to see that type of competition as they move, of course, through the season and get into postseason wrestling. They'll have a good idea.
It's about a month away, Tim. Yep, it's going to be here in a hurry.
Well, in a tournament like this, they'll have a good idea of what they'll face down the road.
Yeah.
So good exposure. Let's go ahead and take our second break, and when we come back, we will turn our attentions to the girls' side of the wrestling program and visit with head coach Sean Russell. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk. We're driven by LongbineAuto.com.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
Take the stress out of getting a mortgage. The local mortgage team at Emporia State Federal Credit Union guides you from pre-approval to choosing the perfect loan and completing the application. ultimately getting you into your home on time and stress-free. When it's time to choose a lender, go with Lyon County's number one mortgage lender, Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Visit esfcu.com to connect today. Equal housing lender insured by NCUA, NMLS number 424226.
At Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia, we're kicking off the new year with fast start savings on new Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs. Start the new year with savings, like a new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 LT Crew Cab 4x4 truck with over $7,250 below MSRP with a current Chevy trade. Or get a 2024 Silverado 1500 Custom Crew Cab 4x4 for only $449 per month, 36-month, 36,000-mile lease with $5,000 trade equity or cash. Or if you're looking for a compact truck, come see the Chevy Colorado models. And check out our inventory of Chevy EV models, including Blazer and Equinox models. And we're offering top dollar for your quality trade-in, too. You'll get our best deal every day at Longvine Auto Plaza in Emporia. So come see us today or visit us 24/7 at longvineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Jim Bass. Well, Jimmy Butler was back for the Heat on Friday, but the Joker was too much for Miami.
Watson in the front court, Jokic behind his head, Gordon. Dunk with the right-handed tomahawk! Joker with goggles on the back of his head. He led him from 15 feet away from the basket, and Denver leads him by 11.
That's Altitude Radio Network. Nikola Jokic extended his NBA lead with 17th triple-double of the season. Nuggets over the Heat, 133-113. He finished with 24 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. Jamal Murray scored 30 after missing 7 games under suspension. Jimmy Butler scored 18, had this on his teammates.
It felt good to get out there and compete and actually run around with these guys, you know, as much as everybody may think. I don't got a problem with these guys. These guys are cool. They're my friends. Some of them tapped in. Some of y'all didn't. Don't think I don't know that. My beef not with them and never will be. Never has been.
Anthony Edwards, 36 season high, 13 boards, 7 assists. Wolves easy at Madison Square Garden over the Knicks, 116-99. Grizz and Spurs were tied at 86. Memphis went on a 16-0 run over the final 3.5 of the third and rolled the San Antonio Spurs, 140-112. Jason Tatum scored 30. Celtics passed the Magic, 121-94. Giannis, 35. Bucks, 130-112 over the Raptors. LaMelo Ball, 26. Hornets in a wild one over the Bulls, 125-123. 6 points for Lonzo in 25 minutes of play. Austin Reeves, 38. LeBron, 29. Lakers fend off the Nets, 102-101. And Kyrie Irving, 25. Dallas over OKC without SGA, 106-98. Zion, 24. Pelicans pass the Jazz, 136-123. DePaul snaps a 39-game regular season Big East losing streak by way of a 73-68 win over Georgetown. And Alex Nedeljkovic, the goalie, scores a goal and the Penguins win over the Sabres.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? So you've got an oil change coming up. We can help you save on the right oil for your vehicle. Right now, get 5 quarts of Castrol Edge Full Synthetic or Castrol Edge Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for just $35.99. Visit one of our 6,000 stores or order from AutoZone.com for same-day store pickup or next-day delivery.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
Well, good morning, kiddo. I love that you're home from college. I've missed you.
Still taking your nature-made vitamins?
Every day. A multivitamin and a probiotic. You better be taking yours.
Still looking out for me, Mom.
I'll never stop.
Made to care for you every day. Nature Made, the number one pharmacist-recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Find us in the vitamin aisle. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
And welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk. We're driven by LongvineAuto.com as we are now joined by Emporia High girls wrestling coach Sean Russell, whose team coming off their performance at the Newton Tournament of Champions. And Coach, some good wrestling for your girls there. What, fifth in that tournament?
Yeah, we got fifth this year. I mean, there was some great wrestling. The team came, and they were ready to wrestle, that's for sure.
So now what 29, 30 teams there?
There was 29 teams. So, all right. Yeah, so it was lots of great competition there. Nationally ranked Garden City was there. I think they're ranked 27th in the nation or something like that. So we got to – not only did we wrestle phenomenally, but we got to see some good wrestling.
Well, then you had a tournament champion also. You had also a runner-up.
Yes, we had two. You know, Alexis Castillo, she won the championship. She beat the number one girl, what they ranked the All-State. She beat her, and then Medrano came in. She beat the number one girl in 5A from Seaman to get into the finals, and then we had a pretty tough girl from Togney.
Well, you got to like how your girls are wrestling, and I have to ask you you know, how difficult was it to get a tournament in last weekend? I asked Coach Medrano this as well, but you guys were able to get into a tournament last weekend at Seaman.
Yes, you know, I'm pretty good friends with Coach Best, and I just sent him a message, and our JV girls were already going there for the JV side, and he said, yeah, sure, come on in, because they had a couple cancellations.
Well, that's good.
Well, and as Coach Medrano was alluding to, when you have a long layoff like they did, it really does hurt. Particularly on the wrestling side, because of trying to make weight, and of course, you know, just trying to maintain competition. So obviously, good for you that you were able to get into a tournament. That had to be very beneficial.
Oh, 100%. You know, we had the Christmas break, and then the Acacia thing where we're off, and then the weather, and then yeah, we got real lucky to get in there and get some wrestling in. Like Coach Medrano alluded to, our first round at Seaman was pretty tough for us, but you know, we kind of had a powwow and hit the reset button with them, and they came out, and ever since then, we've been wrestling really well.
Well, can you talk about who else has been wrestling good behind Alexa and Kinsley?
We got Sienna Spaulding, yeah. Batra. I mean, they're all wrestling phenomenal right now.
Yeah.
You know, coaching staff, we get together and we go over what we're seeing, what we need to improve on. You know, our JV girls are doing really well, too, so that helps out with the competition in the room. And it's just, it's all steamrolling pretty good for us right now.
Can you talk about Gabby Duarte?
Gabby. You know, I think she said she wrestled her eighth grade year, took last year off, and came back, and she's tough as nails, and she got some heart, and she doesn't like to lose, that's for sure. Unfortunately, she did roll her ankle really bad, and that thing was like twice the size it probably should have been for a little bit, but we wrestled her the one match to see if she couldn't get in the finals, and she was just like, Coach, it hurts, and I was like, you know what, let's just... You know, you got where you needed to go. Let's just go ahead and call it a day and get you rested up.
What's been your thoughts as far as how the team has progressed from day one to right now?
You know, we're progressing really well. We're on the right trajectory up. You know, we set our competition up and try to increase a little bit. You know, I don't think we've had any dips really this year, so we're on that curve right on up. And, you know, it's hard to believe in 3-4 weeks we'll be in regionals.
I didn't think you guys would have a big break, a little break now, but again, here's some valuable practice time.
Yes, very. We'll be in Wichita on Wednesday,
okay.
And then Olathe Saturday, and then like Coach Medrano said, we will have our senior night and our makeup duel with Salina Central on Tuesday the 28th, I believe is the date.
Wow, Spartan Gymnasium. That is going to be a busy week.
Yes, you know. Yeah.
The 28th wrestling, 29th makeup game with the boys against Hayden, and then Glacier's Edge the next three nights.
Yeah,
I'm probably going to be living at Spartan Gymnasium for a little while that week.
Well, and then you get that. It's nice because they redid it, and it looks wonderful
it's
in
great.
There. It's very nice looking.
Yeah, and we're close to, hard to believe, league and regionals.
Yeah, I mean, like I talking to Mr. Samples, I can't believe how fast time goes as we get older.
Who hosts league this year?
League, it'll be at Topeka High.
Yeah, the Dungeon.
The Dungeon. I think the boys will wrestle in the Dungeon, and then the girls will be in the auxiliary gym.
All right. Well, awesome.
As you continue through the season, how much better can this team get? And I guess maybe more specifically, where do you think they can get better?
We'll keep evaluating it after every performance, and we just keep tweaking things. You know, I'm very superstitious, so I don't talk on where I think we could go to.
Regionals, I believe February 15th at Seaman?
Yep, February 15th at Seaman.
Must be nice to go within an hour of home, and just like the boys, their regionals at Newton. So.
Yeah, it's real nice. You know, we got it's just there. And then another good thing about getting able to wrestle last week, we know the gymnasium. We've been to the school, so we got the feel. So that'll be beneficial for us.
As you look at regionals and in state competition, what who are the teams that you're eyeballing in terms of these are the schools that we're going to have to wrestle to ultimately get where we want to go?
There's a lot of good teams there. I mean, we'll have Capon, which beat us by 1 point in a duel earlier this year. Seaman will be there. Hayes is there. Hutchison. I mean, there's a lot of big schools. Andover looked pretty strong watching them at the Tournament of Champions. So, I mean, it just depends on the weight classes and stuff. But there's somebody tough. There's two or three tough at every one. So this year, you know, we're in a super regional, just like the boys they are. So, you know, top eight will go out of this teams. And, you know, the expectations to take, you know, 14.
I have to ask you, because Keisha decided to do this after last year, because the girls were combined with 6A, and now 5A is separate. So you got to like your chances, knowing you're not going against 6A wrestlers to get to state.
Yeah, you know, it's nice, but the girls, you know, the girls' side of wrestling has exploded.
Yes.
I mean, we had 47 girls out this year to start the season. Mm. We're about 39 right now, barring some injuries and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's really great.
We're talking with Emporia High girls wrestling coach Sean Russell. As a matter of fact, that was going to be my next question in terms of what you've seen from the sport of girls wrestling. I mean, are you surprised with where it's gone?
No, I'm really not, because I think, you know, you had your basketball players and then you had ones that didn't, and, you know, they needed a support, and they're out there. The middle school helps grow the program. Coach Mejia there with the girls, you know, and the kids club and all that. You know, it's just – it's growing, and it's wonderful. You know, girls that had brothers that wrestled, you know, they're wanting to wrestle now, and so it's really nice.
Olathe South should be a good tournament for you guys. I know you guys did well there last year. What's in Wichita on Wednesday?
We were going to go up and duel Wichita Southeast.
Okay.
The Buffaloes, right?
So Wichita Southeast, probably some good competition there.
Yes,
as well.
They were really good last year. So, okay. And kind of talked to their coach at the Junction City tournament. Got his number. We got it lined up, I guess.
Nice.
You mentioned the injury to Gabby, but as far as anyone else, I mean, health-wise, are you doing okay?
Health-wise, we're doing all right. You know, we got a little bit of sprains and some tweaks here and there, but, I mean, if we can just keep the illness out of the room and, you know, tell them to take their multivitamins and not sharing drinks and washing hands and hand sanitizing, I think we'll be all right.
The vitamins actually do work. They do.
Oh, and they got to wear their hat, coats, and gloves.
There you go. There you go. We got to bundle up now.
What about the younger kids, junior varsity, those programs? How are they doing?
Oh, they're doing great, too. They're phenomenal. I mean, we all practice together, so, I mean, it helps. I think it helps set that out, too, and the tone, and they're learning the same thing. And then when, you know, it's their time to step up, you know, we got to fill some gaps, you know. They're all eager to get in there and wrestle for the varsity.
You know, one thing I've been curious about with wrestling in terms of practice, because, like, I don't know, for example, swimming, they talk about tapering off and maybe changing workouts as you get closer maybe to like state regional competition. I mean, in wrestling, do you do some of that too, or do you practice the same from the first day all the way to you prepare for state?
No, we taper off also. You know, the first month or so is just kind of getting our muscle memory back and getting into things, and then you know, we'll select some things that we just want to practice on and drill and, you know, pick up the intensity. And, you know, as the time goes on, by February, you know, we're done about 5:15, 5:30, just as long as they pick up the intensity.
All right, very good. Well, obviously, things are going very well. You have to be very impressed with how they competed at the Newton Tournament of Champions. Looks like things are running into shape really nicely for your team.
They are. Like I said, I don't like to speak too much because I'm very superstitious. So we'll leave it at that. I'm very proud of each and every one of them, and I'm really, really blessed to be their head coach.
All right. Well, very good. Well, Coach Russell, again, best of luck the rest of the way. Obviously, Dylan will continue to follow the progress, and And hopefully everything will be set up for a really good postseason for you guys.
I do too. You know, and it starts with our athletic director all the way through the assistant coaches and all the way trickle all the way down to the kids.
All right. Well, Coach Russell, stay warm this weekend and the first of the week, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Hey, I appreciate you guys having us on and your support. We really do.
All right. Thanks, Sean Coach. Russell, the head girls wrestling coach at Emporia High. Yes, Dylan.
Hey, before we hopefully get Mitch Holtis, I have a change
need
to let everyone aware of. This just came down. This is for the El Dorado tournament.
Okay.
So Emporia High still is 3 seed. I will tell you that. Opponent and game time have now been changed.
Okay. Already some changes, huh?
Yes. So Emporia High will be the final game on Thursday. And they'll play Wichita Trinity, who they beat pretty handily in the Paul Terry Classic. So 7:45 on Thursday night.
Okay, so again, change there. Initially, they're going to play at 6. Now they will play at 7:45. They were to play El Dorado when it first came out. Now they're going to play Wichita Trinity. So there are your changes for Thursday. And that, again, in the Blue Stem Classic, which will be played in El Dorado. As we try to get Mitch Holtis ready to roll here, looks like Dylan on the phone maybe with him as we speak. Of course, Chiefs football today, postseason begins, divisional round, the Houston Texans, the opponent. Of course, they will kick off at Arrowhead at 3:30 this afternoon, as that game will certainly be back on Country 101.7 FM. 2 o'clock pregame start for Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get Mitch locked in, just a reminder, KU, K-State, the Sunflower Showdown today. Of course, you can hear that contest on multiple stations. The KU broadcast right here on KVOE AM and 96.9 FM, 10:30 pregame, noon tip from Allen Fieldhouse in Lawrence. For you K-State fans, listen to Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber. You can catch them on Country 101.7 FM, 11 o'clock pregame. Again, a noon tip from Allen. There is a slight chance, as I mentioned earlier in the program, where we may have to cut out just a bit early from that game to get into the Chiefs pregame. And with that, we will turn our attentions to the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. Mitch's appearance made possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Garcia or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS number 424-226. Mitch Holtis, the quest for 3 in a row begins today. Man, what an exciting time.
I do not want to look past the romantic moment of you reading the ad for Emporia State Federal Credit Union.
He is
and what
blushing,
it means
Mitch Holtis.
Right now. So, well, it's not Valentine's Day. It's playoff time, but I felt that Valentine vibe because when you read that ad, I know what it does for you guys.
Well, that's right, and especially now that we're in the postseason, it takes on added meaning. So, you know.
There you go. Everything goes up a notch.
That's right. Okay. That's right.
Everything goes up a notch.
That's right.
Mitch already got me fired up when I answered
the phone. Question
three,
Pete. One of my son's favorite, or one of his best friends in high school, ran the 10,000 meters at the University of Nebraska. And we would watch him run, and it was like, when is this over? Because they just go round and round. This isn't cross country. I don't know if you ever watched this at the KU Relays or some other spot. But anyway, the point is, it's just, oh, my gosh, it doesn't stop. And then you're going, wait a minute, there's 3 laps left? And then everybody gets super intense of like, wow, how's this going to end? And that's where we're at right here with the Chiefs and chasing this three-peat. And it's also a historic day for Houston. This is the biggest game in their franchise's history.
Well, Mitch, of course, the Chiefs have had a little time off since Christmas Day for some of them. Your thoughts in terms of how the time off has helped this team?
I think it's been outstanding. If the Chiefs lose today, it's not going to be because of rust, and everybody's like, rust versus rest. No, we've talked about this moment, this getting this 23 days, essentially, from a good portion of the starters of this team, and what it would mean to them potentially. And they have done exactly what I thought. They've maxed this time. And maxing it is getting themselves ready physically, mentally, and emotionally. This team's charged up. They're ready to go. It's been excellent practices. And Andy Reid is a master of what to do, how to push, how to pull back, what they need. They've added plays. You're going out of it with everybody other than Rashee Rice that you were going to have when you started the season. And they even added more because you got D-Hop and Kareem Hunt and Samaje Perine, the pieces that you've added. So this team's raring to go, Tim. And this has been a really good 20-plus days.
Mitch, as far as the Texans are concerned, they play in the wild card round against the Chargers. Looks pretty good, 32-12. What does a win like that do for that football team?
It's actually compounded with the win that they got last year. So let me start with C.J. Stroud. C.J., we talk of all these quarterbacks. Who's the next Mahomes? They'll do these comparisons, and they don't always say it, but it's inferred or implied, who's the next Mahomes? Now C.J. Stroud is not Mahomes, but he's C.J. Stroud, and he'll make Mahomesian plays. The reason they won the game last week was the fact that on 2:24 to go in the second quarter, and they're getting whacked pretty good. The Chargers controlling that game. The Chargers just couldn't get touchdowns. And that's another matter. Justin Herbert's 41-40 in 5 years in his career with zero playoff wins. Here's Stroud setting with two already, and he was the youngest quarterback in NFL history to win a playoff game, and that was last year. So Stroud makes the incredible play to get the 34-yard gain after a bad snap and looked like it was going to be disaster, and then he overcomes second and 40. So what they're bringing into the game is a young quarterback who does have the confidence, to answer your question, and this kind of experience that not a lot of quarterbacks have of making big plays in the playoffs and winning playoff games. That's immeasurable in many ways in the NFL.
Well, Mitch, everyone is wondering. The Chiefs are confident, well-rested. How do you feel like the vibes have been around the practice facility this week?
Excellent vibe. Excellent vibe. It's the vibe that's been with this team, Dylan, since way before training camp. That's what I told you. These guys know what's at stake. They know that it's never been done, and yet no one talks about it. They just have that look. I mean, I saw several guys yesterday, Charles Omenihu, who else did I see? A bunch of dudes. And I saw Drew Tranquil. And Tranquil's look was, okay, I had a dream of winning a Super Bowl, I've won it, but now I've got a dream of doing something with my teammates that's never been done. So it's been really, really good around the facility.
Well, something big for the Texans, Mitch, the health of Joe Mixon. What's his status?
Mm-hmm. Well, they kept it wraps under wraps, obviously, no pun intended, with the ankle, as the Chiefs have had with a national secret at left tackle. So no launch codes given. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to try to give it all he's got. He had 78% of their carries, Tim, in the season. And that's second in the league in the times that he touched the ball as a running back for his team. Kyren Williams of the Rams was the only one that had more touches. So it tells you what Mixon means to their team. And he took over the second half. After the sequence that I gave you about C.J. Stroud making plays and getting up to a 13-6, and then their special teams took over and blocked a punt, and then they also blocked a PAT for two, Mixon said, I've got the game from here. And the Chargers couldn't stop him, and the Chargers have an excellent defense. But at what price? And this goes back now to maybe Dylan's question that we didn't address, is the fact that when you get the bye, teams have to slug it out to get to you. And if Mixon is not 100%, and it appears that he is not, but he's going to try to play, think about Joe Mixon if he had a bye last week and how different it would be in this game for him than where he's at today. He can be effective. He's a warrior, but he will not be 100%.
Well, and he's so critical to their chances in this game from the standpoint that if they can get him going, man, that really relieves the pressure off C.J. Stroud, because without a running game, I mean, obviously this is a guy, a quarterback in C.J. Stroud, who's had to run for his life all season long, and the offensive line has not played particularly well in pass protection. Without Mixon, boy, that's a whole different football team, isn't it?
Stroud's been sacked 58 times. Very different than a year ago. The pressure rate on Stroud this year was 28%, one of the highest in the league, compared to his rookie year when he was offensive rookie of the year at 23%. And, yes, it's Mixon. They don't do a lot of two-back, They don't put in like a big old fullback and just slam ISOs, powers, and leads at you. But Mixon is so effective in yards after contact, and he's got the blend of speed and power that he can move the chains. So, yeah, if he's limited to the point where he's really limited, then if you make him one-dimensional, it could be rough on them on their offensive line, because even when Mixon is healthy, that offensive line has been porous.
Mitch, what's kind of different about the Texans from when the Chiefs saw them about a month ago at Arrowhead?
I'm going to have to have that. I'm having a hard time hearing you, Dylan. What's the question?
He was asking about maybe what's the difference with this Texans football team maybe than what the Chiefs saw a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an excellent question. I think that they've got dudes back that they didn't have. Elshire, remember, he was on a three-game suspension. He's the hitman, big hit, strip-the-ball safety slash linebacker that got suspended three games, Dylan, for his hit on Trevor Lawrence. They also have an aggressive secondary that's become even more so. I don't know if you guys saw, did you see the game last week against the Chargers?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Lassiter's interception?
Yep.
He's number four. Unreal.
Yeah.
It looked like a wide receiver snatching the ball. Coach Reed and I talked about it this week privately, and then I'm going to ask him on pregame about it. But the fact that these DBs are so athletic that he was telling me they look like, you know, sometimes you move the wide receivers to DBs because they can't catch, but they're athletic. Not these cats. These guys look like wide receivers with hands and skills playing DB. Very aggressive, 19 interceptions, second in the league. But they're also, Tim and Dylan, playing a pressing basketball team. If you play a team that presses you all over the floor, let's say the Spartans up and I don't know who in their league, the press team, press. But if you break a press, you go get layup dunks. And it's really a dichotomy with this Houston team and the fact that they're so aggressive. They can pressure the quarterback, Daniil Hunter, Danico Autry. We know Will Anderson Jr., but their DBs are so aggressive. They're second in the league in interceptions, but only two teams allowed more touchdown passes and more yards than the Houston secondary. You're literally playing a pressing basketball team that wants to turn you over, but if you handle it, you're going to go get a layup at the other end potentially.
Now, do they get – we talked about their offensive line. Do they get Shaq Mason back today?
That's another question I can't answer.
Okay.
And so Mixon's full status and Shaq Mason. If they don't, they've had to Rubik's Cube. They've gone right tackle, left guard. They put a rookie at right tackle. These guys all struggled early in the game last week against the Chargers. And they were having a hard time. Penalties, sacks, losses, loss on plays. Remember, that game's 6-0, and we're at the 2-minute warning of the second quarter. And a lot of that, the Chargers were just blowing them up. But then Stroud makes his off-schedule play. They go down and get a 99-yard touchdown drive. And what was perplexing, I'm sure, to Jim Harbaugh, was what that did mentally to his team. Because from there on, that Charger front seven defensively didn't have all of the snot and vinegar in them that they had in the first half. And it wasn't like they were only down one score. But early in that game, the Texan offensive line really struggle. I think the Chiefs defensive front, this goes back to Dylan's talk about rest. This group's ready to go. Amenihu's ready to go. This is his old team. Chris Jones is ready to go. Karloftis is ready to go. Dan is ready to go. Felix and Yudiki Uzama is ready to go. I think we're going to get after them at the line of scrimmage.
So you feel like the line of scrimmage is very important defensively and offensively, and especially with Joe Tooney still at left tackle?
Well, and the trenches is where Andy always starts when you talk about the postseason. I remember our very first postseason together back in 2013, that dreadful loss to the Colts. But early on, he said it's always the trenches in the playoffs. Everybody looked at everybody else. Yes, all this is high tide. The tide, it rises in the playoffs. You can sense it last week in the wild card. But it, in the trenches, it goes up even more so. So fans don't necessarily follow it until it's a fact. But it's a factor before the factor, and that sounds weird, but the trenches are gigantic today. But I think on both sides, the biggest reason we won back on September 21st against these guys, Dylan, is we only allowed that. And Anderson had none, and Hunter had none. In fact, they even had one of their lowest games in pressures. But it was a blitzing middle linebacker, Hunter, that got that. So D'Amico Ryans does a good job with them. But, yes, trenches are gigantic.
Well, and hopefully it will be a a long day for one rookie right tackle, Blake Fisher, who will probably see a lot of Chris Jones today, won't he?
Yeah, we'll move him around. He'll also, if he doesn't get Chris Jones, he's getting a Menaho or Karloftis or Dan. So it's not like you're going to get a vacation if it's not Chris Jones. And so, yeah, we'll move Chris around, but that's where Menaho's value has gone on a help team, too, because he can move inside or outside. And his wingspan and his ability to defeat a block or even in good technique is, I think, underrated. So, and this is his old team, as I mentioned. He's ready to go and beat him. He's he tore up his knee last year in the AFC Championship game against Buffalo. He wants to win a Super Bowl where he's on the field, much like Juan Thornhill did back in 2022. And then I'll throw out there too, D-Hop has never won this game. He's never won a divisional round game, nor has Kareem Hunt. I brought that up a couple weeks ago. So those guys all have their hair on fire. And really, collectively as a group, our group's so unselfish. They want to win this game for D-Hop and Kareem and Charles and Justin Reed, the ex-Houston Texan.
Mitch, do you expect this to be about low scoring like it was in December, or you think it could be, I don't know if you want to call it similar than the 24-0 deficit the Chiefs had against Houston several years ago, but how do you see this game played out scoring-wise?
Good question. Man, I think we'll have our highest output of the year, point-wise, which it's been 30. It was 30 against Carolina. I think we're going to get 31 or more. I'm very confident in this team today, and that's not to be have hubris. We could lose. Houston's got really good players. I just think our guys are ready to go. Now, the elements, Dylan, are going to play a part.
Yep.
The wind is going to howl.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be wind chill, cold, but the wind factor affects the passing game. It affects special teams. And last week they blocked PAT for 2 points. Our special teams have got to be spot on and tighten all screws.
Well, Mitch, the quest begins today for even more history, as no team in the NFL has ever won 3 consecutive Super Bowls. Just your thoughts about this team, this team's chances to accomplish just that.
I think they're good. I know these guys. I've been around them. I've seen them. You know, Dylan was asking about Pat. Well, I've seen him ride his white horse into battle so many times in a game like this. I just hope that my only concern about Pat today is he's got his weapons and he's so anxious to chuck it for the deep seats that he'll take, you know, you want to take shots, but you need to take the right amount of shots because a missed shot means 2nd and 10 or 3rd and long potentially. So it's just a matter of Pat having a feel for that of when do I shoot for it and what's the winds and what's the aerodynamics and when do I play it like we played it this year and move it down the field in a 10-play drive and punch it in for a touchdown. That's going to be Pat's judgment today will be critical, as it is for any quarterback in the playoffs. But still, especially for Pat, and the fact that he's so anxious to hit Hollywood or Xavier Worthy or somebody else on a deep ball.
Mitch, before I let you go, I just want to ask an actual off-the-field question. The Chiefs lose their assistant GM to the Titans. Your thoughts there?
Good friend, Mike Borgonzi. He deserves this. He came with Pioli, actually. He was a survivor of that. And so he's been here, 4 years plus Andy, 16 years, if I'm not mistaken. Really super bright guy. He's a real sincere guy. He'll do a good job there. I'm only concerned for him because I don't know what the Titans are doing right now. That was a great organization. Can be again. But there's been, you know, some ownership stumbling and fumbling. I've had friends that have left that organization that have gone other places, including their play-by-play guy just left, and he had been there for 25 years, and he took over the University of Tennessee job. But I've also had other friends that have left. So I think they're in a reorg, and I hope Mike has the chance to be successful because he deserves. He's a really, really good dude.
very important to us, obviously.
Well, Mitch, we can't wait until 3:30 to listen to your call, Chiefs Texans, in the divisional round as the march now begins for hopefully a third consecutive Super Bowl championship. Can't wait to get it going, and can't wait to listen to you this afternoon. Thanks for your time as always, and hopefully have a great call in at Arrowhead today.
Dylan's taking his fiance to the game. Did you know that?
I did know that. What a guy, huh?
And Dylan, $10. That's $10. I'll give you $10. In the second snap of the game for Houston, that you and your fiance run out of the stands and run out in front of C.J. Stroud and
no.
Go, we're going to get married right now.
Have the ceremony.
and just have a ceremony right there. And Houston gets a delay of game. You're out there jacking around with C.J. Stroud, and then the crowd goes wild, and they're 2nd and 15, and McDuffie gets a pick six. And you guys ride off into the sunset and then go to jail. So it'd be great. So I got to have it, Dylan.
Wow.
It's the playoffs. I got to have it. I got to hear it. We haven't done the woohoo all year.
We I didn't know you haven't.
I got to have it, buddy. Let's go.
All right. I got to take a giant breath because I hope to take care of business today, so.
Tim, we win.
There you go, Tim.
Is it over?
It's over.
is it over? I love it. Is it over?
Game over.
Game over. It's over, buddy.
Hey, Mitch, thanks as always.
See you, Mitch.
Yep, see you guys.
All right. Mitch Holtz, voice of Kansas City Chiefs. Again, Mitch's appearance made possible by Emporia State Federal Credit Union. Ask Isabel Garcia or Jared Gurman about the credit union advantage and ease in getting a home mortgage loan from Emporia State Federal Credit Union, NMLS 424-226. So just to set things up for you today, of course, we have Emporia State basketball on Mix 104.9, the Hornets and Lady Hornets at Central Missouri today, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off for the women, of course, the men to follow. Sunflower Showdown, Kansas State at Kansas. Again, you can hear the KU broadcast right here on KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. 10:30 pregame, noon tip from Allen Fieldhouse. You can hear Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber for the K-State broadcast on Country 101.7 FM. 11 o'clock pregame, noon tip again from Allen Fieldhouse. And, of course, we'll have Chiefs football right here on Country 101.7 FM. Mm-hmm. 2 o'clock pregame, 3:30 kick from Arrowhead, Chiefs-Texans in the divisional round. Tonight, here on KVOE, we'll have Washington at Detroit in the NFC. Again, a 7 o'clock kickoff, Washington and Detroit. So our thanks to our guests today, Brooke Medrano and Sean Russell, the wrestling coaches for the Emporia High boys and girls wrestling teams. And, of course, our thanks to the voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtz. We will sign off here. It's been a good program. Hope everyone stays warm out there. Go Chiefs. We'll talk to you again next Saturday. This has been Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LombineAuto.com.
All the way to the goal in the throwdown.
Man.
He's open for three. Yeah!